bringing in SEC guy who's going to be, I would imagine, has got to be happy tonight. Dr. Carol Cogslaughter joining us on ESPN 97.5. Doc, how are you?
Well, I've been real good for about a decade now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the SEC's been really good, but...
Yeah, ruling the roost is pretty good.
Yeah, and last night, how about all the people thought Oklahoma and Clemson were going to be in the national championship game?
Oh, man! I like how Johnny Manziel's little cousin, the Baker Mayfield fella. Wow, look at this now. Hully-gully football, this and that, and it's the same old result. We got two fellas on the ground, what they call the Chubb, and also Sony, just running amok on Oklahoma. And this is why the Big 12 has been a disaster forever. Absolutely no defense. Then you flip the channel over to the Alabama game and say, what's going on here? Oh, big grown men slamming into other new money ACC miscreants like Clemson. And let's make no doubt about this. Dabo wants so bad for Nick Saban to get hit by a truck. Dabo, it would be Dabo Swinney's greatest day if Nick got captured by the ISIS. Because then Dabo would probably get that job. But here's the thing on that, Dabo. We know about you, Dabo. See, that job's going to Kirby. Kirby Smart will suck that job right up by the time that comes open when Nick gets either captured or hit by a truck. So you ain't got to worry. You just keep sticking with your new money Clemson team, and you let the big boys like the Kirby's and like the Nick Sabans do the heavy lifting. And here we are again, 2018. Brand new year, but same old year. It's like that one Bill Murray thing where he wakes up and they got that squirrel running around and he keeps looking around and he dies and then he comes back to life and the SEC wins the championship. Like that movie.
It's over and over and over again, Dr. Carol Cogslaughter.
Same old thing.
Can I ask?
It's the same old, it's like I wake up, make 5-foot putts every day. Same thing.
Hey, so, Doc. How do you feel about Georgia's best player being named after a Japanese electronic company in Sony? Did that name sit well with you?
Well, it's a shade better than being called a Zenith. I don't want nobody called Cartravius Zenith Johnson or something like that, but I'm just used to that now. See, this is a new time that we live in now. When Alabama, it all started when LSU got them a Bartavius. And I was like, a Barkevious Mingo? I don't even understand what that is. So now we got a Raekwon. We had a Julio at one point. I'm to the point now where and Georgia's got them a Roquan. I just randomly pick one syllable and another syllable, put it together, and I'm okay. Sony's, Zenith, what you call it? I'm not really too big on the what's the other TV that they got? The Samsung. I don't really want a Samsung in the SEC unless he can run for 180 and a half like the Sony did.
Aren't you torn on this, though? Because you're a big Georgia fan because they do it classy. Your daughter went there, yet we know about your Alabama affiliations. Which way are you going on this one?
Oh, I'm not torn. I already won the championship.
It doesn't matter, right?
Well, I mean, for me... It really doesn't matter. SEC wins again. So, as far as I'm concerned, this ain't nothing but a glorified spring scrimmage. So, I expect Saban and them to win. And truth be told, I like Bama to win. That's my team. That's my blood. Bama blood courses through my veins. But by the same token, it really don't matter to me because we've got a W. The SEC does it again. When I count last year for Clemson, Dabo wants to be Alabama, so we're going to go on and give him Alabama for the day. So that national championship is half ours, too.
Wasn't your daughter, though, a Georgia girl? The good daughter?
Not Bucky. Marietta went to Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss. Same thing.
My grandpappy. I got family that went to Georgia, yeah. Scanton did.
Where did Bucky wind up?
She's doing some... physical therapy work and whatnot, trying to get people healthy.
She's a physical therapist? Bucky is?
Yeah, in that neighborhood, you, in that realm.
What is she working for?
What else did y'all want to talk about?
For a college girls softball team? What is she doing?
No, she already ruled the roost on that. You ain't got to worry about Bucky. What you ain't got to do?
No, but we love
talk about Kirby's recruitment.
We love hearing about your family.
Yeah,
no, we're just concerned about.
No, ain't nothing going on about my family. My family is my family. Auburn? No, not really. Well, my family's Georgia and Alabama. That's all you got to know.
What about Tennessee? That's not family?
Oh, that's not my Tennessee. Tennessee's the old drunk, is the drunk uncle who always comes and throws up. Not my family. We didn't have that going on.
What about Vanderbilt?
You know, the old...
What's Vanderbilt?
Well, Vanderbilt is the real smart one that you thought was the whole time was probably adopted anyway. Probably one of the children that got adopted off of a family that, you know, and you realize, well, this one's a smart one, but this one's definitely not blood relation. Vanderbilt ain't blood relation. Vanderbilt was adopted. You say you love it and all, but you don't really love it as much as the blood relation.
What about Texas A&M?
Oh, man, you know what that is? That's a brother-in-law who already, and they're already on the outs. That's a brother-in-law that you didn't like from the beginning. You knew they were just trash from the very beginning, and now it looks like they're on the outs. But at least they got rid of that Sumlin guy. It's about time that we got rid of him and got us a Jimbo back in here. The conference just got a lot stronger by adding a Jimbo. Ain't no doubts on that one.
And what? Okay, Missouri. Is that like the cousin in the corner that nobody even knows?
Say, they got some. You see what they did to your Texas team? They were beating them up so bad, and then Texas had the officials just ramped up in the pocket. I'm going to tell you something on Missouri. They're going to be pretty good. They got some fellas up front that are real stout. And we got us a quarterback called Drew Luck. So we're going to be okay over there in Missouri. I didn't used to claim Texas A&M till Jimbo got in. Now if we can get what I like to call a pocket quarterback over there, we're going to be fine.
And we hear from the doc, and he talks about Vanderbilt being adopted. Well, Derek Mason is their head coach.
Yeah.
Well, if you like to call that coaching, I call that losing.
What do you mean? He had a pretty good year last year.
I can't stand coaches like that.
Like what?
What? Like what?
They lose a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like
I don't like his kind, losing coaches.
That started with a Sylvester Crooms, didn't it?
Oh, Croom tried everything he could to disparage Mississippi State and even Alabama's good name. What with him being from here, we had to get rid of the Crooms. Like I said, I can't stand those people, losing coaches.
We know that about you. You hate losing coaches.
Can't stand losing coaches. Sumlin too.
Losing coach. Well, he won. He had a winning record there, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
He beat up some teams that Louisiana never heard of. Put them on the schedule like, what's this Louisiana college? I never even knew this existed. How'd they get on the schedule? Home and home and home and home and home. 5 year signing up Louisiana college. Mississippi Sentinel College.
It's kind of true.
Sumlin was a shady rascal, that one.
A rascal?
I saw him over to I remember one time we had a golf tournament, and he is out there with a shirt untucked. And I just thought to myself, you don't even have the common courtesy to tuck your shirt in at this facility. And it's over to one of the smooth water. It wasn't that smooth water. He can't get in there. You know why? We don't allow those kinds. What I mean by that is Texas A&M coaches in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Jimbo won't be at Smooth Water?
Jimbo might be able to get in. We'll see.
Yeah, well, Jimbo came from Florida. Jackie Sherrill
could get in.
Well, he's castrating bulls over at Mississippi State. That's why.
Mississippi State. That's where Mississippi State had something going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they had something going on. Is right. No question about that. Well, congratulations.
Jackie Sherrill was, let's just say this, he had multiple brown paper sacks. Full of stuff in it in the back of his pickup truck. Let me just say that right now. We used to call him Brown Paper Sack Jackie.
Well, he knew how to do it in the SEC now.
Say, y'all remember what happened for old Freeze? Remember when old Freeze tried to get a bunch of hoochie coochies, tried to put them on the, he said he butt dialed a hoochie coochie, what they call it?
Yeah.
Harris, he must have butt dialed Robert Camdichie and given him about $200,000 on a butt dial. Bought that whole class. Even got a Laquan.
How you can't win without a Laquan
from Chicago, of all places.
In Chicago, who's recruiting in the SEC in Chicago?
Yeah, that's very suspicious.
Shady.
Must have butt dialed him too, just like that floozy.
Just like that. Well, congratulations, Dr. Cogslaughter. Great.
Yep, I did it again. Here I go again. Another W for me.
We will talk to you again. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Carol Cogslaughter, right here on ESPN 97.5.